KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And this Friday morning for our Primetime Newsmaker, we are so happy to welcome into the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Director of Emporia First Friday's Art Walk. We have Kat Dorcas joining us here to talk about Emporia's First Friday Art Walk coming up here tonight. And well, Kat, I guess my first question for you here, first and foremost, good morning. Glad to have you on here. But first question I really have here is, how's it feel having the first Friday on the actual first Friday and the first of the month?
True.
Well, I tell you, it feels really good because also the weather forecast is looking to be, you know, under 80. So I'm real happy with it.
Have you guys had a lot of people kind of having to combat the heat as of late? Anybody maybe struggling a little bit with the warmer conditions when it comes to the art walk this year?
I haven't heard of anybody besides myself, but I think people are smart. You know, people are smart, and they're able to go into the businesses and get cooled down and have a drink or, you know, have a little snack and stuff. So people are doing all right.
Before we start talking here about what's going to be taking place here, you know, this evening, and specifically on Commercial Street, how are things going behind the scenes now? I know we had a chance to talk about this, you know, last month with obviously longtime director Kayla Mock moving to Manhattan, and hopefully this will be the last time we get a chance to talk with you about it, but how are things going here behind the scenes as far as comfortability is concerned and just maybe ease of operations from your front?
Oh, Kat, my apologies there.
Okay. Kat, let me go ahead and ask again, and this will probably be the last time I ask you this year, I hope. but what? How are things going here behind the scenes for Emporia First Friday? You know, this is essentially your second one since Kayla Mock moved up to Manhattan to be with Joel Smith, and then also get some other opportunities for her set up there in northeastern Kansas. How are things going for Emporia First Friday here? How comforting is it to have this as your second go of things under your belt? And just kind of how smooth are things going here for Emporia First Friday now?
Well, I will tell you, everyone has been so supportive and kind, so that's been really nice and incredibly helpful. And I think after we get past this August 1st art walk, it'll get a little easier because we've had two art walks in 3 weeks. So that is feels like a lot, but it's been pretty smooth. We've had artists sign up. We've had a lot of interest, so people are still checking us out and still signing up for the art walk, so that's been really great.
You know, Kat, we mentioned it earlier, you know, after Kayla had kind of announced her upcoming departure a few months back, but we talked about this has been a banner year for First Friday. You know, obviously the Chamber Award there, had the 100th Art Walk, you know, a lot of big accomplishments. How do you think that's maybe helping drive more people to want to be involved with this, whether it's just attending or possibly being a vendor or a featured artist?
I think people are definitely seeing, the word is getting out more and more, and people are definitely seeing the value of being at the art walk, participating in the art walk. The benefits to being a venue is great for a business on a Friday night, you know. For the artists, they're seeing the exposure just, you know, in person, but also in our social media reach. So there's a lot of benefits, and I just think people are becoming, they see it more, and so they recognize it more. So, yeah, that's been really helpful. Just to have the word out, and winning that award was super, and also, you know, just people talking about it.
Absolutely.
Another question comes up here too, Kat, is, you know, how important is it for you to find a balance between local artists, and the local artist scene seems to be thriving here over the last 10 to 20 years, and at the same time, working in those regional artists that want to be involved? Because it sounds like here over the last several years, and even before COVID, that this was something that, you know, really had the eye of artists across the eastern half of Kansas.
Absolutely. Our local artist base is super, super fantastic. We have a pretty deep well of local artists here in Emporia, but we're also getting artists from Lawrence. We have an artist from Leavenworth. We, you know, Wichita and places like that. So I think we're going to see more of that, especially as those visiting artists go back and talk about the art walk and what a good experience they've had. So it's really, you know, a great artist base here, but I think, you know, we're sprinkling in some some visiting artists from out of town, and I think that just really helps us overall to have a good variety of art to look at and just some good access for Emporia to engage in art.
Well, talking about the variety, Kat, let's go ahead and go through the list here. What are we looking at, and who are we going to be looking at here tonight for the August 1st Friday?
All right, we have 12 venues tonight, so it doesn't have to be a sprint. It can be a leisurely stroll. Our presenting venue is going to be Gravel City Roasters, and they will be providing the passport prize tonight, and it's a really nice basket full of good stuff, so you don't want to miss that. So Gravel City Roasters is going to be hosting Barbara Lane Theras. Barb is a local artist, and they work in a comic style that depicts kind of heavier life experiences, but in a cartoon way. So Barb will be sharing zines, prints, stickers, and caricatures at Gravel City Roasters. Metal Ground Books will be hosting a young artist, Ellie Powers, that will have drawings. Betty Dennis will be at Plum Bazaar. The Axe Shed will be hosting Clara and Elliot Coltrane. We have a new venue tonight on the Art Walk. It's Emporia Myofacial Care, and they will be hosting Liz Schaefer, who creates really unique and beautiful floral bouquets. Trox Gallery and Gifts has a new exhibit, Enchanted, by Rhonda Denny, and that will be Rhonda's ceramic work. Mulready's Pub is a double art stop. They'll be hosting author Kerry Moyer with his new book, Salt. And then also there will be an exhibit on acrylic paintings from John King. Sweet Granada will host Louis Trotter in his collages. The Emporia Arts Center has a new exhibit up by the Camera Club and the Artists Guild called Flora and Fauna of Kansas. Midwest Mama Company has Amanda Meek, who makes tiny cute magnets. The Style will be hosting Marcus Hansen. And Sacred Leaf will have Adri Powell. So you can visit our website, EmporiaFirstFriday.com, and see this list and a map, and then also all the specials that the venues will be offering tonight, which is a lot and a lot of good ones.
Fantastic. Well, as always, a fantastic lineup here, courtesy of Emporia's First Friday. And, of course, remind folks, Kat, if they want more information on these artists or anything else coming up here through First Friday, where can they find that?
They can go to our website, EmporiaFirstFriday.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, where you'll see more information about the artists and just events that are coming up.
Fantastic. Kat, as always, a pleasure to get to have you on here. Happy First Friday to you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
That is Kat Dorkus, director of Emporia First Friday, previewing the First Friday Art Walk in downtown Emporia this evening. 12 different venues here tonight for you to go and enjoy. And, of course, the weather is going to be pretty nice. A little hazy, but very nice out there. So, like she said, you don't have to turn it into a sprint to try and beat the heat. You can go on out there, take a nice leisurely stroll, visit all these wonderful businesses, and see all the incredible different forms of art that are going to be out there on display here.
Absolutely. Today. And just the latest sign of Emporia's vibrant art scene in downtown Emporia here coming up tonight. Want to let you know that if you want to be part of the morning show, next week is not available. We have that entirely filled up, so you have to look to August 11th, which is wide open. August 18th, that week is wide open almost, and the week of August 25th also has a couple of dates already claimed. So keep that in mind. Let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number. Also, you can email us kvwe@kvwe.com to schedule a spot. Gary Zeke joins us for the Monday Newsmaker at 720 as we take a look ahead to the Emporia Symphony Orchestra.
Fantastic. Always looking forward to talking with Dr. Zeke there. Always a good time. KVOE, it's now 7:38. We'll check the weekend weather forecast right after this.
Mark Sugar Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan, home of the 100.